Welcome to some of the hottest smut you can find on the internet and a bit of oral satisfaction. This is the Masturbation Monday podcast, a weekly reading of some of the sexiest, hottest, most erotic stories that celebrate the best damn day of the week, Masturbation Monday. If you usually dread Mondays, we've got what you need. And hey, if you need to get yourself off while you listen, we won't judge. Here's your host and one of the smoothest voices around, John Brownstone, ready and eager to bring you a weekly dose of erotic smut.
This week, we have two short pieces by F. Leonora Solomon, Gargoyle and Another Dream. F. Leonora Solomon is a writer and editor. She's also a kinkly sex blogging superhero, and she hosts the flash fiction meme Flash Friday. Sabrina lingered in bed, her hand on her mound, which still throbbed from the pleasure of the dream she had had. Ever since her first wild dream of Paris, she kept having dreams of the apartment that only existed in her dreams, which she was always leaving for sex, and walking into an encounter. The night before, or maybe that morning, she dreamt that she wandered out in the middle of the night in a cocktail dress. She searched for a cigarette she could not possibly have had in reality, but in a dream she had, but no lighter. So she walked up to a couple standing near a huge gargoyle. They looked at her and asked what they would get in return for a light. On her bare knees, she spread the woman open on a nearby bench and licked for her light. The woman pushed her head more and more into her as the man entered her from behind. Sabrina cried out. It was hard for her to keep her mouth on the woman as the man pounded her. The woman was insistent and kept grinding her face to her crotch. Sabrina almost passed out from the pleasure she was giving and getting. Now she was naked in bed. It was the middle of the night, and where was Harry? She let her hand linger on her mound a bit, and she was just about to pleasure herself. Harry appeared and looked at where her hand was. She knew she was not going to be pleasuring herself after all. Sabrina woke up, clutching between her legs, and knew it was not a dream orgasm. It was an actual orgasm. Harry's scent wafted into her nose from beside her and made between her legs throb even more. Another Parisian dream, this one different from the others in that A, it resulted in an actual orgasm that woke her up, and B, Harry was in it. She was in her typical suit, wearing a fedora. The man that was flirting with her liked the androgyny of her look, but he kept his eyes on her female bits, her breasts, for example, when she pulled at her suspenders, or his eyes on her legs when she crossed them. His hand on her thigh was inevitable, and he was shameless with his fingers drifting to the very top of them. She put her hand on his face and caressed his cheek, which she now realized felt like Harry's, and she got wet. She and the man walked into the bathroom, where they barely closed the door before they were at each other. He licked the side of her face after he kissed her, and burst a button on her shirt as he tried gracelessly to unbutton it. Sabrina did not care, and it was then that she noticed the door ajar. Harry. She recognized him in the dream as Harry, and it made her wetter for the other man. She was reckless, and let him slip into her without anything. Her eyes were on Harry as if to say, "I want this to be you." She stared at him, right into an orgasm. The one that woke her up, and looking at him now, she did not want to wake him up, because all she wanted to do was jump his bones, and there would be plenty of time for that later. She was not in Paris, after all. She was here in New York, with him. For now. If you loved what you just heard and want more, follow Leonora on Twitter at f.leonora, or check out her blog at f.leonora.com. Want more? Head to masturbationmonday.kaylalords.com for all the one-handed reads you can handle.